Welcome back to a mental health break. I'm your host and author of the book, Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Vincent A. Lancey.
And I'm Josh Grunowitz.
We welcome Josh today as another guest on our bonus series, How Writing Helps. Before we begin, I'd like to share why I created this platform. While I was a college student, I was the victim of a hit-and-run accident while on foot. After coming out of a coma and suffering from a traumatic brain injury, or you may know of as a TBI, I soon realized it was time to put my mental health on a very high pedestal. This transformative experience has led me to create this podcast that is all things mental health. Each week, I interview mental health professionals and advocates to share their stories relating to mental health. For this week's episode, we will launch another bonus episode of How Writing Helps. Writing is one of my favorite ways to manage my stress and take care of my mental health. There are many forms of writing that we can engage in, so I will bring on writers of all forms to discuss how their writing has improved their mental health journey. A little over a decade ago, while working as a health communicator on a paradigm-shifting project, today's guest began to see story as critical to system change. Since that initial experience, he has worked in social change and health communication as a storyteller. He has helped shape and share stories for many issues that are related to mental health and social justice, public safety, racial equality, health equality, universal health coverage, and mental health advocacy. And we learned that issues are messy, but the narrative gives us some structure as what we can reimagine to what's possible. This guest launched Odd Duck, which is a boutique consultancy specializing in storytelling, back in 2018. So we're going to combine that advice with his own mental health experiences. Allow me to now introduce Josh Grunowitz. Josh, it's great to see you again, and thank you for rejoining another podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you, Vince. Thank you for having me.
Would you mind please reintroducing yourself to our listeners, as they may not have met you on our other appearance on That Entrepreneur Show? And we'll dive in and get going afterwards.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the first thing I'll say is I'm thrilled to be like one in rarefied air on this crossover episode. I know you said there's only like a handful of people who have made it. So I'm counting that as like a badge of honor. Thank you. and you did like a fantastic job with the intro. So I'm just going to provide some like behind the scenes kind of filling in the blanks. Especially as you said, you know, professionally, if folks want to hear about me, storytelling is my jam. That's me to the core. And that's what we do. So we, Odd Duck is my boutique communications, storytelling for social change consultancy. And we work with, public health organizations, mental health organizations, public safety, and, social issue startups. For behind the scenes stuff, I've been a writer for as long as I can remember, probably for as long as I could hold a pen. Writing is how I process the world. It is how I make sense of things. You mentioned in your own intro that, you know, you use writing as a reducer for stress. Ditto. It's a great stress reduction. It's great for problem solving. Even back in last March, when we were all going into lockdown, and you know, I'm based in Chicago. Chicago is in lockdown. I hadn't journaled in quite a while. Busted out like a notebook, sat down, spent 90 minutes to 2.5 hours just getting everything out of my head. And your listeners might be interested in that. That actually became an essay, Coronavirus and the Culture War, which was published on Pop Matters. And we could probably share a link to that.
Absolutely.
Professionally, I work with mental health programs and campaigns. Odd Duck has actually done 2 mental health comic books, one in print, one in digital, both of which I had the opportunity of writing and collaborating with a comic book illustrator, Sherrod Perkins. Shout out to him, who's phenomenal. And then I am currently the narrative strategist for a multi-platform mental health docuseries called The Shift, which is focused on erasing stigma around youth mental health. And they're hosting kind of city by city rallies. The first one is going to be based in Chicago on May 15th. But they have a whole streaming channel, and we can get to all of those details. But that's basically in kind of in a nutshell. I am inseparable from writing. Writing is definitely a core part of my identity.
Well, that's why you're here, Josh. I respect the work you do as a writer. You're very passionate about what you do, and you put a lot into it. And then after we caught up recently, I learned about your personal mental health journey and how you were also working with great organizations to break mental health stigma. You previewed the doc, you previewed where you're working, but I'm sure we'll touch on all of that in great more detail. So we will now get into the main event. On each episode, my guest and I go over a series of questions to help others improve their mental health. For each bonus series where we have COVID talks and how writing helps, they will also have a series of questions of their own. So you ready to go, Josh?
Yes, sir. Let's do this.
Great. So many would agree that the more common or talked about types of mental health disparities are mood disorders, anxiety disorders, or schizophrenia disorders. Which areas did or do you experience the most?
Yeah. So first of all, I love your setup and your format. We've talked about this before. I always feel like I'm on a game show. And it's like, boom, 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 got to get to the answers. So I love it. So I actually have an ADHD and GAD dual diagnosis. So ADHD is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It's best known as kids who have to fidget in their desks, but you know, lots of adults have it as well. When I got my diagnosis, I was told that I had attention deficit with extreme hyperactivity disorder. And I was like, is that a new diagnosis? I've never heard about that before. And then the GAD is actually a generalized anxiety disorder. So I like to joke that the anxiety kind of keeps my ADD in check because it helps with the impulse control. And then my ADD helps keep the anxiety in check because it just spurs all sorts of curiosity and questions and lets me kind of address my fears with curiosity. But those are the two that I'm most intimately familiar with because they're in my head all the time. As far as professionally, as like a mental health advocate and a mental health communicator, I would say most of the projects that I've worked on are either kind of generalized mental health, So removing kind of diagnoses and any kind of labeling and saying, okay, how do we help somebody through, the tumult of COVID or a life transition or something else? And what are the tools that we can equip them with to actually be more resilient, to be more focused, and to help them grow? And then I've spent a lot of time working on projects related to depression prevention, and then anxiety management.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing all that on your personal journey to start, and then professionally. You have a well-rounded experience here. On my other show, we have a talking point where I ask, what was that moment where you first decided to be a mental health advocate or a career relating to mental health? This show is a different set of questions. I have to ask you quickly, when did you decide to really get involved with all this mental health?
So that's a whole other can of worms, but my undergraduate and my degree is in psychology.
Okay.
So I'm certainly asterisk caveat, like I am a mental health professional in the advocacy sense, but I can only share what's worked for me or what I've read in the research. I can't share from like any kind of clinical experience, but my first job, I was still in college at the time, was as a crisis counselor with runaway and homeless youth. And so and homeless youth, actually, it's a catch-all, right? So kids are kicked out because of schizophrenia, or they're kicked out because of any number of personality disorders or attention disorders or mood disorders. So I spent 6.5 years actually doing direct service, and I like to say that I'm a recovering social worker. So basically it's just been part of my life.
I admire it, man.
As long as thank you.
You're sticking to what makes you passionate. And I know that transitions to the writing. So now I see how you're such a passionate mental health advocate. But As I started the show with, there's many ways to express yourself in a writing manner. What is your favorite form of writing?
Oh, man, that is a fantastic question. And it's kind of like, you know, having a favorite child. So it would be unfair to one to like name the other. I would say the core of my practice is really journaling, which I mentioned. So that's just because of me personally. I'm a huge advocate for journaling. And I've done every stripe of journaling imaginable. So I used to do like these elaborate collage journals where I would, you know, cut and paste pictures out of magazines and stuff to really kind of jive my creativity and then riff and write on that. Now, you know, running the business and doing, you know, client work and stuff, I really only have time to do kind of like a bullet journal where you're just kind of tracking things daily. And then I do like a little bit of writing. I set aside about an hour every week to write on the weekends. So that's my journaling. I love writing fiction. It's been a long time since I've gotten to do that other than with, you know, doing the scripts and the comic books, but I love just, you know, investing myself in a character, building a world, experimenting and playing with that and just following that character through that progression. And then one of the things that I've had the opportunity to do with The Shift is develop this mindfulness toolkit that'll actually be, it's free. It's going to be part of what they distribute at the wellness rallies and everything. What was especially fun about that in my contributions to it was actually adopting sort of a character who is using some of this practice. So it's both like a how-to, like here's step-by-step on, you know, the tools to use, but it was also kind of written through like a character lens. It wasn't my voice, you know, so that was a lot of fun. And I hope to play around with like experiments with that more often, but that's what I would say. So yeah, so I professionally, I would say probably creative nonfiction and essay writing is the thing that I geek out the most on. But personally, you know, kind of like that journaling is at the core. You know,
I appreciate you summarizing that because it helps our listeners really have multiple options to just pick up a pen or pick up a pencil. And journaling, of course, comes up most frequently, and it's seems cliche, you start journaling, but it's something that does pay major dividends for your mental health as far as writing. But other than writing here, Josh, what are two things that you do for your mental health on either a daily or short-term basis to make you feel more mentally whole? Something that our listeners can start taking on.
Yeah. No, I love this question as well. I guess I love all the questions because that's pretty, but I do love this question. So I would say just at a baseline, I always try to do something like some sort of mindfulness technique. So even at a minimum, Vince, like right now, we're doing this podcast. I live in Chicago. I'm in St. Louis. You know, I'm in a hotel room. I've been here all week. We're running around. It's like, so I haven't had time to meditate. I'm coming back. I'm exhausted. You know, right? So like for me, and this is getting to a point of like, you know, for me, even just sitting there, putting the phone aside, keeping the phone off, sitting there and drinking an entire cup of coffee, slowly, mindfully, making sure that I'm like measuring as the coffee goes in, that's sufficient. So that it's not ideal. You know, I ideally, you know, like you want to be doing something that's more core, like and working on it on the regular. But you know, for me, as long as I'm doing some sort of touch point that's a mindfulness tool, I'm good. My ideal is to try to do like 30 minutes or more of meditation a day, and kind of get that on lock and have a regular practice. You asked for two. So I would say the other one is I'm always reading something that isn't connected.
Like that.
Right. Like my professional, it's a flip side of writing, right? Cause somebody's got to read it ideally. So I'm always trying to read other than like, you know, communications books or, you know, studies and research. I'm always trying to read some sort of like fictional work, or book along those lines. So that would be the other thing.
I couldn't agree with you more on multiple areas, and taking time away from your actual work is super important. If you're an avid reader and you enjoy reading, for me, the books I don't pick up are autobiographies. If they're not my self-help books or a Gary Vee book that I recently finished, I did the Alan Dibb one-page marketing plan. I just did a podcast guest book, and now my professional book is Don Hudson's Selling Value, King of One of the Kings of Entrepreneurship. I can resonate with you there. You have to step away sometimes and you come back even more clear. But what mental health goals do you have for the new year here, Josh?
See, I sound like a broken record, Vince, but I'm going to say I love that question as well. And I do think my quick kind of PSA moment before I answer this is I think you know, more people should explicitly establish mental health goals for themselves. It's so easy to be like, oh, I want to lose weight, or oh, I'm going to start exercising, which obviously has like a mental health value. But actually, one of the things that I appreciate about you is you're always advocating for like actually setting mental health goals.
Thank you. It's
a good reminder for all of us. I would say for me personally, I would really like to start doing some Qigong and some like physical kind of mindfulness work. So Qigong is kind of like an older form of Tai Chi, and is sort of like all movement. It's like flowy yoga, basically. So I'd like to get, I've flirted with that quite a bit, but I'd like to get a more regular practice going on that front. Just because it helps with the stretching and it helps to like actually inhabit your physical body, you know, beyond just the sitting on a pillow and doing the meditation thing. The other thing, I have been following the work of Stephen Kotler, who's an author, and he's the CEO of the Flow Research Collective. He actually has, and Vince, this is totally your jam, but he has like these six grit characteristics or types of grit. And I want to set up a personalized program where I'm working each one of his grit areas for myself. So that's an ambitious goal. I don't think I'm going to get to that until about the spring. But that is something that I'm hopeful to kind of adopt for myself. It's like, okay, you know, how are we building our grit? How are we building our resilience? And so I'm looking forward to doing that and adopting that.
Well, you're very goal oriented, so I appreciate the answer because that's contagious to our listeners. And that's why I have this as the final mental health question before we talk about the work you're on now, because it gives more ideas to our listeners of things that they may have been thinking of giving a chance and they haven't. You touched on meditating again, which is great. And I'll share this example where I'm a meditator who does 2 or 3 minutes and you have Josh as someone who does 30. So there is no right or wrong. And what that's another thing I was mistaken about with meditating. I thought it was this powerful potion that was just, you're cured of all your anxiety, but
right.
It really just trains you to realize you could separate from certain thoughts, in my opinion. But now let's jump into your work here, Josh. Let's talk about some of your writing endeavors and we'll finish up with what you're working on right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I kind of mentioned in the intro, one of the big things that I'm working on is I'm the narrative strategist for The Shift, which is this multi-platform docu-series. We're doing the wellness rallies. May 15th is a wellness rally here in Chicago. They're basically building a lot of partnerships in the mental health space to talk about essentially, you know, what can we do collectively to destigmatize, seeking out mental health, and also to expand what is defined as mental health, right? So I think the work that you're doing, the work that, others are doing, I know, we've worked on, Doc has worked on, public health approaches to mental health, where it's like, what are those little kind of nudges that people can adopt, whether it's, doing 2-minute meditations or, just adopting some sort of like mindfulness or regular practice, something along those lines. So that's a lot of my focus is on that right now and trying to build that out. With that is the toolkits that I alluded to. Yep. So the mindfulness one is the one that is probably coming out the most. And then we have two others planned, one focused on agency. So the idea being what is professionally what's called the locus of control, but in the literature, but it's really like what is in your control and what isn't. So you and I have no control over the pandemic. We have no control over whether or not somebody else wears a mask, right? But we do have control over how we respond to those things. We have control over how we manage ourselves in certain situations. And we have control over, ultimately, over our thoughts and emotions a lot of times, and regulating those. And so that toolkit is going to be based on that. And I know it's something that is near and dear to you because you've written on that yourself.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're going to have to keep me in the loop for as soon as that ready. I'm happy to share that with this audience because I know that they're going to see all the value in it. So and I don't think I could top much more than that. So I'm going to have to say, Josh, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I know our listeners are going to see all the value in your episode. I appreciate you coming on as a male figure here where we're tough to get our words out that it is okay to have these emotions. General anxiety disorders, ADHD, can relate to a lot of people. I appreciate how you brought multiple forms of writing to the table. You gave your passion and you gave some stuff to encourage our listeners to take a step back from work because that break from work may help elevate your mental health by reading about something else you enjoy or there's other hobbies you have. Go for it, but it is time for the last word. And as you know, Josh, we do this on the other show as well, That Entrepreneur Show, because I want our listeners to really get to know all of the guests I bring on. Is there something that you would like to share with everyone that we did not touch on yet today?
I think the main thing, Vince, is just do something. So that would be like, if I had one message, it would be just do something, like something positive for yourself in that cultivating positive mental health direction. So whether it's, a free yoga tutorial on YouTube, or getting out and just going for a walk, or playing with some of the techniques that we've been talking about, or journaling, which we've been emphasizing, but just do something for yourself. And I think that would be that in itself, that would be the one message that I would want your listeners to hear.
Would you now mind please taking the time, Josh, to share your professional social media website, any ways for our listeners to follow your endeavors, reach out and say hello?
Sure. So I have a communications and marketing intern who's building out all of these now as we speak. But Odd Duck is on Medium. And so you should be able to find that just by Googling Odd Duck plus Medium. My website is oddduck.io. And The Shift, if you want to learn more about the show, is shiftheshow.com.
And it is also social media time for the show, and we're on whichever platform you like to use. We're at A Mental Health Break on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. And on Twitter, we're at Podcasts by Lancey. So you have updates from this show and That Entrepreneur Show. Of course, my handles on all social media and YouTube are at Vincent A. Lancey, and my website is vincentalancey.com. If you check out any of my books, DM me. I would love to hear from you. We have Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Left for Dead, A Story of Redemption, and How to Transform Your Mindset When the Norm Is Changed. All are on my website now. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate the show 5 stars and continue listening by subscribing. That's all for this week, and I'll see you all on the next episode of A Mental Health Break.